Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, April 17th. Some Owen Sound councillors are concerned about the Ford government's plan to expand strong mayor powers to 169 more municipalities, including Owen Sound and most in Grey Bruce. Council briefly discussed the proposal at its meeting this week. Mayor Ian Boddy says he needs more information but is happy with the way council works now.
I frankly can't see me as mayor making decisions about staffing, about budget. Like, that's just not going to happen without everybody involved, and I don't know how it could.
Councillor John Farmer calls the expansion of strong mayor powers extremely concerning.
Well, we've heard from the current mayor that he doesn't plan to use these special powers after they come into effect on May 1st. There's no guarantee that a future mayor with a different perspective on democracy would not decide differently.
There was a special joint meeting of all Grey County municipalities on the subject of strong mayors today, and Owen Sound is also planning to hold its own meeting April 28th on the topic. Meanwhile, Saugeen Shores Mayor Luke Charbonneau has spoken out against strong mayor powers, and so has Aaron Eldersley Council. South Bruce OPP are preparing for their annual province-wide traffic safety initiative. It starts tomorrow and ends Monday. OPP say they'll be focusing on encouraging safe travel, making sure you're wearing a seatbelt, and ticketing for distracted driving, speeding, impaired driving, and other forms of unsafe driving that put others at risk. South Bruce OPP say seatbelt noncompliance can result in a fine of $240 and 2 demerit points. The English language federal leaders debate is set to be held at 7 this evening. Liberal leader Mark Carney, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre, NDP leader Jagmeet Singh, and Bloc Québécois leader Yves-François Blanchet are taking part. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 86 points to 24,192. The Dow Jones is down 527 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.3 U.S. cents, up 11 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $64.35, up $1.88 a barrel. In sports, Game 1 of the PJHL Schmaltz Cup semifinals between the Hanover Barons and Napanee Raiders goes tonight. That's underway at 8 o'clock at the P&H Centre. It's the final day of the NHL regular season, and really nothing on the line. The Montreal Canadiens wrapped up the final available playoff spot yesterday. The Atlantic Division champion Toronto Maple Leafs host the Detroit Red Wings tonight. Expect most of the Leafs regulars to be rested. Game 1 in the Battle of Ontario playoff series between the Leafs and Ottawa Senators is Sunday night. And it's an off day for the Blue Jays ahead of the start of a three-game series at home against the Seattle Mariners this weekend. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Increasing cloudiness tonight, a chance of showers and a risk of a thunderstorm before morning, a light breeze plus 4, rising to 10 degrees by Friday morning. Showers Friday and a chance of thunderstorms. 50-kilometer wind gusts and a high around 17. Right now, it's 6 degrees in Tobermory, 11 in Walkerton, 6 in Meaford, and it's 10 degrees in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.